It's about to get real today here with Lisa Crown. Hello, thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking today about sports athletes versus sales. So I want you to wrap your head around that for 1 second. Think of a sport maybe you played in when you were in school, or someone you know plays a sport, or even the famous people that are playing sports in, you know, the NBA, in the, you know, in baseball, basketball, football, all of it, you know, hockey, any sport you can think of. And what's the one thing that these guys and gals are doing every single day, you know, when it comes to mastering their sport? And that is the word practice. They're practicing. That's what masters their craft. And so to me, when I say sports athletes versus sales, there's really not a lot of difference, right? They need to get a ball into a basket. Sales needs to get an order into escrow. That's the reality. That's the thing. It's the same thing. We don't have a tangible ball or a puck, but we have an order. And the component that's similar that a lot of people miss in sales is the practice piece. And the practice, these guys and gals, every single day, day in, day out, are practicing, are throwing the ball a million times, are shooting the puck a million times, are running the track, or doing agility tests. They're doing all kinds of stuff to push their limits. They go all out when they're at practice. They give it all they got. So what happens here in sales? You know, some people I've heard sit in front of a mirror and practice. Fine. You know, if that's what you feel like, you're getting a great run at what you're doing and looking at your scripts. Some people just wing it and just pray that the conversation's going to fall as it may. I got to say this. I never read scripts. I wasn't a script reader. I'm not reading a script right now. But I would say that having a script in place that you read, that you feel confident about, and then going and executing it. So practice in the sales world, in my opinion, comes from doing it. Using the people you're going after, that you're going after, to practice on them. You know, so if it's trying to get yourself a listing appointment, trying to represent a buyer and following up with them. If it's in the title world and you're trying to get an appointment with a real estate agent or a lender, lenders, if you're trying to follow up with those borrowers, the way to get better, stronger, and be more fluid is to practice on them. That's where we get our practice from. And if you implement, if you put that in on your prospecting time and your time blocks, stuff should be time blocked, that you are going to be making calls for 1 hour, then you are using that time in a twofold. You're hitting, you know, two birds with one stone, right? You're calling, getting your prospecting done, and you are practicing. To get better, stronger, and more confident, you need to practice. That's the magic piece in this. So I challenge each and every person who's listening to this call right now that crank up your calling efforts a tad. Maybe there's somebody out there not doing it enough at all. So you want to crank it up. Here's my thing. If you're not hitting your goals right now, you should be prospecting 60 minutes a day. That's the end of it. That's the, you know, that's the in the playbook, 60 minutes a day towards your prospecting. You're going to see a big change. Now, just remember something. Calls out, conversion in. You need to figure out what your conversion ratio is. So get a paper and a pen. This is how you figure it out. Okay. Appointment set divided by calls made. That percentage, and just move the decimal over twice, is going to let you know what your conversion ratio is. And that number is what you are going to be challenging yourself every day to get better and stronger and increase. All right, everybody, we just got real with Lisa Crown. Summing that up for sports athletes versus sales.